It's a single cracker.
It's a single cracker.
And we're late ahead of today because she's ahead of the game.
It was in that millisecond I had to crack it.
But
it's like refill crack.
Okay.
Hey, so, let's hit it, Chuck.
In the town where I was born.
Scene from South Park. Watch the South Park.
The man who sailed to sea.
This
episode
came out.
These are all
uh huh.
In the land of submarines.
Let's get a crawl, but
I know.
But okay, so
if you're gonna go on a little piece of shit submarine that's controlled by a $28 fucking Walmart joystick,
the Logitech.
So
okay, so this was Ocean Gate or whatever the company name. Had that submersible.
We've all got a picture.
It was made of carbon fiber, dude. Did you know that? Yeah, the hull's made of carbon fiber, which is they think, oh, this is super strong. This will hold everything. It's made 12 previous trips to the Titanic. This was lucky number 13, I guess.
Oh, really?
Right?
Nice.
Nothing matters more than saving the planet from Republicans.
And, like you said, it's controlled by a joystick. There's a picture on the internet somewhere on the ocean floor of the joystick.
Their will is strong.
Seriously?
Yeah, so they found it in the records. There's the joystick on the ground, you know, down there.
We're the official president of the Terrence Phillip fan club. And we're going to see
five people to include the CEO.
You can get Terrence and Phillip to perform.
It's a loss of life. And a loss of life is tragic. You know, granted, these people were doing their adventures.
We'll work on getting the event ready here.
Space.
Yeah, the one guy went to space.
But I warn you,
who was it,
you better not promise things.
Was it Bezos?
I don't know if it was Bezos.
Or one of those, Virgin Atlantic or whatever.
And,
very
unfair. So, you know, he had way too much money.
Yeah.
No problem.
He's just throwing it around.
No problem.
Going on.
Yeah, $250,000 a person on this. Trent, yeah. Did they give him?
So there was a million bucks because the owner of the company was on it.
Well, I'm sure he didn't pay.
But,
and there's some explorer in there.
They keep going.
I don't know if
the whole show is
not,
like,
but,
yeah,
right.
Save
some
it
expert Titanic expert.
So, right. But that was really funny. Thinking, right? Something was hurting. And you got Al Gore out there saying that the oceans are going to.
Where
the icebergs are going to melt and the oceans are going to rise.
50-year-old white retired right? submariners from the Navy.
Ice melts.
It doesn't rise.
It doesn't rise. Yeah. Because of displacement.
I asked that to somebody.
Yeah.
And so like,
what do you think?
Whoa.
So the icebergs under the water may be some
bigger than
the
retired.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
The water's already displaced.
U.S. Navy submarines.
By the way, the
explorer's made of carbon fiber.
So as it melts,
which is like what they make.
It's not going to go anywhere.
Some
of those
new
Pro-Tech
helmets. So then I asked carbon fiber. All these politicians and rich people who keep talking about
wake oceans rising,
why do they all keep buying beach houses?
A U.S. Navy submarine
is carbon. If they're worried about steel.
Yeah, so...
And
if the ocean's rising,
we
where's the extra water coming from if we're in a drought?
Yeah. Out of the fear of an implosion and the pressure.
It's just, it's like,
and
you're arguing,
okay, so
carbon fiber,
since we're here.
No way.
Yeah, here's
Greta,
here's
how dare you?
Thunberg,
oh, fucker.
So what
right?
talks yeah. about, the CEO talks about
did you see she deleted the tweet
people.
The other day?
Oh, yeah.
Yes,
the five-year tweet that we're all going to be dead.
If we didn't stop using fossil fuels.
Yeah,
out there, but
yeah she deleted it. She was getting roasted on the internet.
Gentlemen who were ex-military.
It's like, way to go,
Tard
girl.
A bunch of 50-year-old white guys. I wanted our team to be younger and inspirational.
You stunned my childhood. Get up in the rafters. We're all going to die.
Pilot or a platform operator.
Fucking
can be
man-child over
so
there,
we've
right?
Really tried to get very intelligent,
what
motivated,
else
younger
shit this
individuals
week.
Involved because we're doing things that are completely new. We're taking approaches that are used largely
there's
in the
so much on
industry,
the Hunter Biden story. I want to talk about that
and,
later. But
some of the
what else
checklist.
Oh, you want to talk about Kamala's back?
What?
Like that.
Yeah. more aviation.
So she went to North Carolina today, right? To talk about.
And we can train people.
To talk about.
We can train someone to pilot the sub. Rover's a game controller. So anybody can drive the sub.
So this is before she took.
Okay, wait. They use aviation safety.
Oh, wait, no,
for a deep ocean submersible.
This is it.
Right?
This is before.
Pressure's totally different.
Yeah.
Right? Because if you use an aviation safety, the higher you go in elevation, there's obviously less pressure in the atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Which is why you need oxygen up higher, because those molecules are spread apart more.
Right.
Down below,
mm-hmm.
everything is compressed. The pressure is just unbelievable. Hence the what they say the implosion at that time at that pressure would have been less than a millisecond. They never knew would have known what hit them.
Right. Well, yeah, they're goo. I mean, they became goo.
Yeah, but instantly they didn't even know it.
Yeah.
You know, like, ooh, hey, Bob.
There might have been a little bit of pressure, and then
oh, my ears popped.
Yeah. Your head popped.
Didn't even know it.
I mean, if you're gonna go, I guess that's the way to do it.
Yeah, quick.
But yeah.
Well, the kid, the son who went with his dad, he was terrified of this trip.
Well, he should have been.
Yeah. Well, he was right.
Turns out he was right. Okay, you guys gotta bear with us. We have a puppy in this. Squeaky toy.
You're gonna hear the background like, man, amateurs.
I know.
Well, we're
just going to let them.
The last 2 weeks they were barking, so I guess squeaky toys are okay. So my condolences to the families for the loss of life. Hopefully the consolation is that they went out or died doing something that they loved to do or were interested in doing. They were adventurous. But this also brings up the fact that now
all she knows how to do is laugh.
All these countries
what
are
what happened
at,
with the
you know,
border?
Do we need
to
regulate
have a fucking
these types
job
of
to do
submersibles that are going down there?
A border?
Dude, is there, I mean, she's been disappeared for like a month. I'm trying to rehab her. Deregulate. I guess
so
this is a good transition for people.
Why?
I don't know. Rehab.
Yeah, but you know what?
Because
if I want to
Joe,
tour the Titanic, I'll watch it.
The truth is coming out this week.
I mean,
but the truth is also coming out about how we, the
really
people, are under a different
ship,
set of rules.
I mean, it's not the first ship to sink. It's probably not going to be the last to sink.
Go ahead.
I want to play this one. Yeah, it was unsinkable.
Let's always take a moment to also see what we have achieved thus far. While we clearly see the moment that we are presently in.
Look next time.
Yeah, exactly.
So we have achieved a lot.
Definitely.
Yeah, well, it's not the owner's gone. Okay. I would say yes.
And then we got some dressing for that.
I mean, I'm sure
there's going to be lawsuits.
There's going to be lawsuits, even though these guys
you know, the first thing
off.
That came to my mind was
you can't
Keanu
sign
Reeves.
Right
away,
you
know? Right?
Yeah. You know? What about these other people?
In Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
Father's livelihood.
Excellent to each other.
Young, chippy women.
You know, well, they got everything.
So crazy. They really need to stop making more talking publicly.
Well, the billionaire's wife?
Yeah.
He's already a billionaire. What does she want? She's okay, put it in the bank and live off the interest.
Socrates.
Yeah, man, we know that guy. Oh, yeah. We met him. His son is so crazy.
He's British.
So, how they. Well, Joe tried to find a way to go after their money.
They need to stop her from talking. Okay.
Okay, so.
Enough on the submarine. Yeah, like you said.
Here's the problem. Okay, we'll have to keep her in the back of your mind because this whole scenario is going to unwind.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Okay.
So, you know
Hunter Biden was charged with two misdemeanor tax things this week, and then was allowed to plead or get a so-called
on his gun
representative from the U.S. Virgin Islands,
which had
never been done with real authority in Congress.
Right.
But she's like, ever.
No.
You talk about the interview about Don Trump.
Yeah.
Celebrities.
See if you guys pick it
for
up.
The same shit.
MSNBC.
Tax evasion or the tax charges. Wesley Snipes, Kodak
you
Black
know,
for the
having
weapons
Trump
charges.
Not only have had the codes, but
Connor
now having
Biggs
the classified information for Americans and being
like
able to put that out and share it in his resort
for the same
with anyone and everyone who comes
right.
through
none of them
should be terrifying to all Americans. And he
none
needs to be shot.
And then,
stop.
Of course, he's,
of course
at the
he's
White
gonna
House
have his
steak dinner with
his dad.
Yeah, the other night.
Yeah.
So, but Secret Service. So, in order because of that, the House Congressional Court
so
is she getting a visit?
That's what I want to know. Did she get in any kind of fucking trouble at all for saying
the,
he needs to be shot?
IRS investigation. Did
and,
you see these?
Okay. Let's get into that. You know, because she He can share it.
Yeah.
There's been snippets coming out. Did you see the WhatsApp message?
Yeah, I saw the WhatsApp
message. Yeah. Okay. If it's declassified, then he can do it. But she let the real, her real feelings slip out.
Coordinator.
Political enemy. He shut him down and walked off the stage. Oops.
Stop.
Then they asked.
I mean, he's fucking hammered.
Dude, all the reporters. No, and it's like the first time she's actually. Anybody else felt the press corps?
Yeah.
She's going to quit.
I mean, when I was a kid growing up.
She's going to have to.
I was told you don't even fucking joke about it.
Okay, so here's the thing, though.
She was starting to get mad, too.
CNN, ABC, NBC all started reporting on this. Right, but I haven't heard message. I haven't heard any backlash from it. They've been giving their marching orders. They're starting to.
Yeah, nobody said shit.
Like, yeah,
he's not gonna. He's gonna have to drop out of the next election. He may not resign, but he's gonna have to drop out of the election. He's done. He will not be the nominee for the Democrat Party next time.
No.
Yeah.
They started the
slow roll to get him out. That's true. They talk about because now once you've lost, dangerous. That's Praetorian Guard, the media
rhetoric is dangerous.
He's done.
Well, we already know how they feel about Trump.
But who they don't like him because he's
that's
going
the
to
one. That's what I'm thinking. Because the more and more that's getting
they can't go with Kamala. She's too fucking idiotic
and about Washington politics and about the Uniparty. She's not electable
because Republicans, Democrats, Trump, or DeSantis.
The Uniparty is real.
See, he thinks he is.
And the deep state is real.
Because he survived that recall.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
And Trump isn't part of that. That's why they don't like him.
That was the rig. Because
he's ruining.
You know that. I know that, dude. Come on.
Unelected bureaucrats in this agency, in this government,
they think he's elected
senior level.
Even though this homeless problem 10 years ago,
he had a plan to deal with homelessness in California, and it has exploded.
They're the ones pulling the strings.
Well, remember, he's told him. He said, "Send us your homeless."
Yeah, remember,
he needs to go to jail too. There's more and more shit.
He's had a mass exodus out of California. More people are leaving than
there
are going in.
There was something on here.
By the way, you people that come into Arizona from California.
Politico just released an exclusive report unveiling Barack Obama's secretive media to progressive
Democrats.
We've
said that once or twice before,
including Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and other representative lawmakers.
But Newsom,
apparently, it's not going to be Obama's been holding out for his D.C. office,
engaging
in lengthy private meetings
Joe
with various next generation House Democrats.
He's got to be feeling
the pressure because you have whistleblowers, sources. Say Obama's been counseling these lawmakers.
The WhatsApp been offering his support.
Like they're going
even though he left 6 years, after he left office,
so much
he's still keeping up with the party's
so
rising stars
this week,
calling the shots for the Democrat Party.
In
fact,
Dan
Obama continues to heavily influence President Biden's administration, as evidenced by 72 former Obama officials that he handpicked for Biden's first 100 hires.
Some have claimed that this is essentially Obama's third term, and
Hunter Biden
often referred to as
the
Biden
administration. Have to like overturn that plea deal, but
that was Jules Jones
laid it out here.
Said that.
Well, it's just like I was reading. I think it was last week or this week.
It starts
Barack
with the Attorney General,
for
implementation. The guy from Delaware, the U.S. Attorney from Delaware, investigating. Requested to press charges
levy
charges in the District of California and in the District of Columbia. And was told no.
Big
of course,
fucking
Merrill,
deal.
Merrill
memes
told
are
the
fucking
Oversight
joke.
Committee.
Okay,
this guy had
so
free reign to do what he wants.
What if I do spread disinformation? I can do that.
We have every right.
Districts.
To, I mean, you have the right to read what you want to read and believe what you want to believe, but I have the right
one. But two, IRS employees are blowing the whistle with evidence that the federal government is not treating taxpayers equally when enforcing tax laws. The whistleblowers were working on an investigation into Hunter Biden that opened in November of 2018 as an offshoot of a separate corporate investigation by the IRS. Let me emphasize, this was an investigation in the ordinary course of work at the IRS. It was not ordered by any individual, any chairman, or any political entity. The testimony we released today shows the IRS recommended charges against Hunter Biden that included attempt to evade or defeat tax, a felony, fraud or false statements, a felony, and willful failure to file returns, supply information, or pay tax. These tax crimes cover an estimated 2.2 million in unreported tax on global income streams to Mr. Biden and his associates from Ukraine, Romania, and China, totaling $17.3 million from 2014 to 2019.
It's just
Mr. Biden personally received
$8.3 million. Power was supposed to allow for whoever was elected to run the administration they want without interference from previous administrations.
If I don't report $30,000, I'm going to jail.
We got dictator Joe in that office now. Right.
Yeah.
He's just fucking shit up even worse than what they said he could fuck shit up.
Mm-hmm. Right around, boy.
But he's not gonna fucking shit up.
So, but here's the thing: Hunter Biden was also on these taxes, deducting prostitutes.
He goes out and before, by the time he walks to the
list of them as a.
He remembers bits and pieces of it, and then he tries to put it together.
It's no joke, man.
Yeah. I'm so stressed out. I need a hooker.
I'm telling you, man.
I'm not joking.
Personal assistant.
Yeah.
So no shit.
When I sit around the kitchen table.
But he once sent a text message demanding payment from his Chinese business associate telling him, I'm sitting here waiting for the call with my father.
Yeah, my father's in the room.
Yeah. And everyone's like, well, you can't prove that. Well, there's a picture on his laptop of him sitting in his dad's Corvette.
Well, who knows what else?
That has the exact same timestamp, the date that he would set that
up. Then why did you say he was sitting in the room?
Well, it means he was at his father's house. Okay. Because the picture put him in his dad's Corvette.
Yeah, we'll get his house in Delaware. Probably in the
next, so he was there that weekend at his father's house. So it's, you can deduce that,
all that other shit,
Joe was probably in the room. Yeah. But during the campaign then, you know, Joe's like, I never talked about my son's business with him at all. But I never talked about him. Bullshit, because now he's in the room with you.
College graduate.
You wait for the call, and if you don't make these decisions, two lines of graduates walking down there. One lady with the mic, she'd hold the mic to you, and you'd say,
even though his father wasn't
your
major or whatever,
at the time, he still wields influence.
Took you far
as a former senator and a former vice president. And then the next person would be like, Marie Callender Baking 101,
so it's just,
so they're going back and forth.
The whistle, IRS whistleblower testimony,
also the DOJ also issued a stand-down order to halt the investigations.
You gotta listen to this.
She yanks there was the microphone out of the chick's hand. Assistant U.S. attorneys that tipped off Hunter Biden's lawyers to a search on a storage unit that had documents, which gave him time to go empty the storage unit and destroy or hide evidence. They turned down and refused to authorize a search warrant at the guest house of the vice president.
She threw the mic down
because she has since gone back online and said, I'm a black woman, so therefore I'm always right
of the Republican.
And this was my moment.
Well, nobody had the moment. You know, they were just handing the same names, right?
Yeah.
And there was another black girl who came online, and she's like, listen, she was rude, she was wrong. You know, even though they did the graduation wrong,
Mr. Attorney General,
all of us, she just
Republicans in Congress have flirted with the idea of holding the FBI director in contempt. It's become a talking point on the campaign trail. The alleged corruption in the FBI and other federal law enforcement agencies. Do the American people have cause to be concerned about the integrity components of this justice department? And what do you have to say about how they're acting?
Certainly understand that some have chosen to attack the integrity of the Justice Department and its components and its employees by claiming that we do not treat like cases alike. This constitutes an attack on an institution that is essential to American democracy and essential to the safety of the American people. Nothing could be further from the truth. You've all heard me say many times that we make our cases based on the facts and the law. These are not just words. These are what we live by. They are the foundation of the way we make these decisions. The agents of the FBI, as well as the DEA, the ATF, our deputy U.S. marshals, every day, often at great personal risk, protect the American people and secure its safety. Our cases are based on their work.
I
could not be more proud to work.
First of all, his voice sounds really shaky.
Right. Yeah. Well, that's what happens when you lie in public. It's
number
it's
two.
A good word.
Yeah. Oh, an attack. What? Yeah, questioning the integrity is an attack on democracy. Where have I heard that before?
Did you know that 19 mass shootings happened last weekend in America? Over 100 people were shot, including 16. Now, the reason you didn't hear about this is because all of these shootings happened during the 19th celebration. The shootings only involved
black. They did it to themselves.
So on a day that honors the end of slavery, black people shot.
You could try the fucking gaslight.
But black crime has become so common in America that we just take it as normal. For example, on June 19th, a group of teens looted a McDonald's in Los Angeles. Yep.
I'm at the point where I no longer recognize you as a law enforcement agency because you're not. You're the fucking brown shirts, man.
But because the teens
you are the political Gestapo, the political fucking enforcement wing for the Democrat Party.
There would be a day of national reckoning. White supremacy would be to blame. We would hear about it for weeks. So this is what happens when everyone's greatest fear is being called racist. That word means nothing now, but everyone fears it. You fear it. So criminals with a certain skin color are treated like saints while innocent people of all races suffer. Everyone is expected to just be quiet. You can't say anything. But this is tragic. It's a crisis, and no one wins from this. If we want to remain united as a country, we need to be honest about what's going on, and we need to be honest.
What is considered part of the people and how authority is shared among...
I'm not even afraid of the word racist.
I'm not either. It's changed over time.
You're racist. Okay. But once again, we're not a true democracy.
No, we're a republic.
We're a constitutional republic.
So
whatever. Good. Nice try. Here's a fucking sticker.
Hey.
They're inside now. But
constipational.
Yeah, that word we've been saying.
I feel constipated with all this bullshit.
It's been overused.
They shove so much shit up our asses.
Yeah,
it's bullshit.
And they use it to scare you. Constitution of the Republic. Yeah, because if you got it goes back to your word, the form of government, now your word representative is elected by the people.
You were called a racist?
Well, we're going to let you go. No. It's like, not over.
For what?
According to the rules.
What due process?
Yeah.
There ain't no due process. Due process is we're going to fill out your paperwork. You're letting me go.
U.S. citizens elected. Well, your job is no longer. And other representatives who
we're doing away with that position.
Govern them as the Constitution directs them to.
So, as the Constitution good
luck with
yes,
trying
but
to scare
we don't elect them to
scare be over us. We elect them to represent us. So we have representatives, hence the House of Representatives. We have senators.
Yeah, people can change gender.
Basic.
Cool. Yeah. And if people can change gender, do you think that people can change race as well?
Are elected by citizens no. To lead them as
so why can't people change their race if they can change their gender?
Right. And
they're two
each
different things. Race is to do
right?
With color.
Yeah.
You
so
can't
as states, the states have
color.
The power.
Born,
that's why we have states' rights.
One color states,
now,
but you could change gender.
Oversees
race,
the common collective
know.
Of all
yeah,
the states.
Can change
the states
I'd
power.
Like to see the rest of that conversation.
And that's where most of the governors
exactly.
Have
that's
forgotten.
How stupid it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because they
let
you're
the
born
of
a certain color.
You're
born a certain anatomy.
Yeah, but
House of Representatives, the Senate, the President, they think they control everything.
Mm-hmm.
No. Poor.
Or I identify as
I really think we need the Constitution of the States. We need some amendments. We need to change some amendments.
My pronouns
we need
are
to delete some, add some new ones. You know,
yeah.
Term limits for president, yeah. Term limits. Well, it's already there. Term limits for Congress, senators. We need to fucking rein them in. Exactly.
Yeah,
Rachel Dolezal.
Yeah, before we do any of that, we need to get
that.
This
election right.
Shit
under control to where we know it's fair.
And people believe it and bought onto it for like years.
Well, you heard about Georgia. President. They found that one machine can change if you can hack into one machine.
But
now they go and Sean, we found this, but we're not going to change it. We don't have enough time. 15 months is not enough time to change the software?
Yeah.
That's what they call it.
I know.
Okay, now I question. Now I'm really questioning the Republican Raffensperger there. You know?
It's still funny.
Mm.
So,
we need fair elections.
Here's a video.
They're pissing people off.
Video that I
yeah.
Found today.
Well, and then you got here in Arizona. You got
listen
Ricker,
to
the,
it's
who's suing Lake?
Writer. Yeah, but he's not paying for the lawyers.
Mm. Some a Democrat
so,
package.
Yeah. So, and this dude for a county employee.
Oh, yeah, I heard that.
I don't care if you're elected official or not. You don't
girl,
talk
into
people.
That's the nastiest set of tits you ever saw
really? On Twitter.
Yeah, it looks like he's a little fried egg.
But this is like that song from the San Francisco, we're coming for your children.
Yeah, he needs the fucking kids out of it.
Seriously. And this is why it's shit like that. There are times I pray we're coming to backlash against the LGBT community. You know what? A simple assault charge. You claim you want equal rights. Okay, we gave you equal rights.
Maybe.
Tell me what rights you don't have. I don't see my job right now.
Maybe.
Matter of fact, I think you have more rights because you don't see straight people on straight pride parades walking down the street half naked, simulated sex acts with their heterosexual partners, right? But you see,
has he actually pled or they just start
doing it all the time with their little.
Right,
or it's family friendly. No, it's not. So okay, the federal judge, of course, they say, well, judges don't.
How many articles
don't
news stories have you heard where gay couples who adopted kids have beat?
They
the
say
shit
federal
out
judges
of
don't
kids,
normally torture, contradict, or override, raped them, sexually assaulted. Like this gay guy in Atlanta, so much attention. Use their two adopted kids.
You telling me?
Basically, as sex toys with there are hundreds of gay parties, and there are guys who actually have poured them out to people. Like I have never seen this.
These two women just got sentenced to 20 years.
There are these whistleblowers that say the IRS were actually impeded to the point to let statutes of limitations expire on other charges that would have been more damning.
And he ended up having like two strokes.
And then to get a deferment for the gun charge.
Really?
Yeah.
How or they're going to set precedent. Lesbian couples that. Anybody now who gets like tranny, even though they're the same gun charge, they don't know any better.
Yeah, they don't know any better.
We'll go into court and request.
They're pushing an ideology off
of Hunter Biden. I saw a video this week of
precedent has been set.
It has been set. And the same thing with tax. And she's
I want a misdemeanor.
I want voice of the kid with the long hair.
Yeah. But she like.
Because he didn't get a fine. He
didn't know what she was doing now. She thought, I'll go see my probation.
Because people were saying, you're paying your taxes?
Yes, sir. You do it, and she goes, I was wrong.
You got a gun? Well, the therapist, she went to one session, instead of asking questions, they said, you're transgender, you need this, you need these drugs, you need to transition.
But, okay, why do you think they did this? That's a red flag right there.
So, because with all the Trump bullshit, we charged him.
Because
they get kickbacks from the pharmaceutical.
Yeah, because we charged him. We charged him with a what?
That's exactly what it is. It's the pharmaceutical companies that are... that are really
it's bullshit, dude.
Yeah.
It's serious.
Okay, yeah. Growing up, when you were growing up.
And that's why old crappy kids, that had HDD or had all this.
And then
that
gun hard on my
brain.
It was. You want to prove to me that there's no double system?
No.
That motherfucker.
You just.
Should be facing and instead of Ritalin, Wesley Snipes.
You know what? He's paddle your ass if you don't sit down in that chair and stay still.
It did like 3 years.
Those are misdemeanors.
And
Hunter Biden should be facing jail time. Hunter Biden, permission slip signed from your parents so I could paddle your ass.
Remember, Dad, I got whacked all about puts black people behind.
Twice in the same class. I got smacked in
the
face.
And then the racial jungle.
The teacher in the 8th grade said, called her a bitch.
And then the gun charge. Right, I mean, that right there is a felony. Like I said, it's just tweeting multiple cases out.
That's how
other people with the same thing lying on the form for drugs or Kodak Black put the wrong social security number. Lying on the form.
There's no discipline anymore, dude.
I've learned that form because I just got done this week. I don't know how much time we have. Oh, we got plenty of time for these clips. Did you see?
They went to prison.
Riley Gaines in front of Congress.
What's the difference?
Other than being white privilege, Democrat privilege. I got it. And then I have a follow-on with this. This is Senator Kennedy, Riley Gaines, and I don't know who this Dem chick is.
But there's no two-tier justice system.
They talk about
a physical advantage in sports over a balance of a female? Not as a definitive statement.
Well, here's Ted.
Give me an example. I don't think.
You know, does a 20-year-old in Chicago, does he get the deal that Hunter Biden got?
Of course not. Look, today is a really sad day for the rule of law. And every American who cares about justice ought to be outraged. What happened today is three things at once. Number one, it is cronyism. Number two, it is camouflage. And number three, it's corruption. Let's start with cronyism. This does not happen if Hunter's last name is anything other than Biden. If he's Hunter Smith, he's doing hard time. It is only because daddy is president that he gets this sweetheart deal with no jail time whatsoever. But number two, it's camouflage. Listen, I predicted months ago that what happened today is exactly what would happen. I do every week a podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz, 3 days a week. And what I said on Verdict is I said, Merrick Garland is going to indict Hunter Biden because he wants to be able to say, look how even-handed I am. I indicted a Biden, I indicted a Trump. And I said, there's going to be a tell for whether they actually care about enforcing the law. If they go after some ticky-tack, tax offense, or gun crime, and they make it all personal, and they isolate it just to Hunter Biden, then you know this is just about the Biden Department of Justice pretending to be even-handed. But the third thing it is, and the most troubling thing it is corruption. Because the purpose of this indictment is what you just played a minute ago. It's for the media to say, it's all over. Don't look into the big guy. And the reason this is on the news right now, the reason we're talking about this, it is not that Hunter Biden is some troubled soul with substance abuse issues. It is that he sold access to his father, who was vice president of the United States, who was president of the United States, and the evidence of corruption of Joe Biden personally making millions of dollars is growing and growing and growing, and the Biden Justice Department is doing everything they can to cover up and stonewall and hide.
Because Riley Gaines competed at the collegiate level. She was
the number one.
And that's why he won't run again.
Swimmer.
Until he says he is. Until fucking what's his name? Thomas comes in. Yeah. Right? And says, I'm a chick today. Yeah. You know, I'm regardless in the women's league because I'm ranked 400 as a man.
Federal politics
has now been weaponized. So Trump has even said
it's in.
Yeah,
he's going to use it.
He's going after all.
If it's all equal, just like him, right?
Why aren't there women in NBA players?
He's already said he's being weaponized,
right? Yeah. Why do you need two separate leagues? Why is the NBA relevant?
Well, they tried it once. I think two women.
Does it need to be weaponized now that the one party started it?
They started, but
the Republicans are spineless because McCarthy won't do impeachment right now.
This is the uniparty
and kick all our asses exactly. So we need to get rid of McCarthy as Speaker. The single person who can remove him. Somebody needs to remove him because he's already broken promises.
Get
a bunch of old retired NBA guys, right?
Well, and then
I bet you money they would
put Donald's in there. Or do you put Lauren Boebert in there?
Biggs applied. He wanted it.
Right.
Put Biggs in there. Put Donald's in there. Either of those two.
Yeah.
Boebert
and
no. Biggs is at least a fucking lawyer.
Right.
Right? And knows that he's a Freedom Caucus head right now.
On a little bit of a lighter.
I'd support Andy Biggs in a heartbeat.
This was
but
an article.
Put someone there who's going to follow who can play tough, right?
Attractive women are more likely.
The Democrats started this bullshit, just like with the censure of Adam Schiff the other day.
Is this and they're all on the House floor? Shame.
Well,
you didn't see that article.
Like watching fucking.
There was a
Game of Thrones. Maybe like it says scientists
for the
Denmark AI machine.
But here's
learning
the deal.
Techniques to predict
it's all theatrics. It's all it is. No. Quit playing they call it political theater for a reason.
Meanwhile, women
I'm not here to fucking watch a fucking show.
Right.
I want and it show that right wingers
generally are
benefit
the American people, protect the American people.
Well, yeah.
It's not because they're fucking
all these left wing
bitches
fool.
That are purple hair, fucking
bullshit.
Angry, I'm tired of the
militant
theater.
Fucking.
Well, this is
it's just yeah. Of course you're
angry. This has nothing to do with Joe
Biden. Conservative women are hunters, dude.
They are. I mean, this is him talking about the border stuff, and then listen to what he says. This is the way it is.
Dude, there is a. There is a video, and I don't know if I saved it. I don't think I did.
I mean,
did.
At some point, Texas
well,
is
the
gonna
girl
say
was
screwing
about
Dayton.
Yeah.
And we're going to do whatever the hell we want
to
do.
Did I send that to you?
You might, yeah.
I think I sent it to you in
I think you did, too.
In Facebook.
Yeah.
Because the people in this Congress are ignoring the people of
Texas. Facebook, Chuck, you
and by the way, the migrants getting abused.
One of the saddest realizations I recently had was that as a liberal woman, it is really hard to find a man who is willing to play the more traditional masculine role in the relationship in today's day and age. Who is not a conservative? A man who wants to pay on the first date, who wants to open your door, who has that want and desire to take care of you and to provide, who is not a conservative. And most of them that are dating do have that more natural provider masculinity about them.
True.
Are normally conservative. So I don't really really know what to do because I don't want to compromise my morals and values just to find a man.
We don't like what's happening to Texas. Am I asking how because of you and the president down the other end of
Pennsylvania
Avenue.
Sorry,
Reagan,
too. Gotta date conservatives. Don't date a man, date a conservative. You don't date a soy boy. All the liberals are out there for you.
Yeah, that's what they do. They can't handle their fucking job.
Yeah.
They don't. They can't get. If you call them out,
it's not just us recognizing. Now these liberal women are starting to recognize it.
Yeah, but okay, here's the thing: you don't have to give up on your morals.
No, you don't.
This fucker has not responded to one of my emails.
So you guys don't have the same political views. Why is that such a big fucking deal?
Because
why is that a deal breaker at all?
Read his policies.
Right.
Go on his website. Read his fucking policies.
Because liberals, it's all Democrat talking points. He's elected to
think
all outside their own little spectrum.
Not just a Democrat.
Not just the ones that think his fucking way.
Mm-hmm. The things she's asking for in a man are traditionally
because I'm never going to.
They're right. They're finding more conservative men, and someone who's going to open the door, be polite, have that masculine role in a relationship.
So that's, you know, this is what they do. They,
you know, true progressivism, leftism.
Yeah.
Everybody's equal. You know, you get the lesbians, the gays. Who's the masculine? Who's the feminine?
Right.
Yeah. I mean, my wife and I, we go to church, right? And she's one of these old fascists. Mm-hmm. She believes in the traditional gender roles.
It came
in the relationship
up in the White House briefing.
The man is the provider.
You play both
these.
Kirby.
The man,
I'm playing Kirby first.
And
okay.
This is, you know, does that mean she doesn't have an opinion?
Kirby
no.
First, but this is Kirby. Exactly.
You know,
the House Ways and Means Committee yesterday released
documents. It works
documents
because that's the way
their authenticity nowhere challenged. That included July 2017 WhatsApp
like
message
sent
by Hunter Biden
stronger,
to
faster,
Henry Zhao, a Chinese Communist Party official, which stated in its entirety, and I quote, I am sitting here with my father, and we would like to understand why the commitment made has not been fulfilled. Tell the director that I would like to resolve this now before it gets out of hand, and that means tonight. And Z, if I get a call or text from anyone involved in this other than you, Zhang, or the chairman, I will make certain that between the man sitting next to me and every person he knows, and my ability to forever hold a grudge,
all right, dude, we're out of beer. How you doing?
Not following my direction.
Okay.
I am sitting here waiting for the call.
We're
going to
take a break so damn fast, you're not even going to realize
it. So just a couple questions about this.
And in the meantime,
first,
we'll get six
does
beers.
This not undermine the president's claim during the 2020 campaign
exactly.
And the reaffirmations of that claim by his two press secretaries since then that he never once discussed his son's overseas
business dealings?
It's a single cracker. Mike got ahead of it. Ahead of the game.
It was in that millisecond.
Let me say
this.
Let me say.
It's like
let me save,
crack.
Let me save you some breath.
Anyways,
if you're going to ask about this, I am not addressing. I know
South
you do
Park.
More than
South
I'd
Park
like you to have. I am not going to address this issue from this podium. I'm just not going to do it.
This
not going to do it.
These are all South Park regions.
Thanks, guys. Have a great weekend.
And this episode
Kirby's a spineless POS.
So once again, and I remember this. This is like the second time in like 3 weeks. I want you to listen to
it. Because he knows he can't answer it.
Right, he says he's not going to answer it from this
podium.
Yeah, because that's public.
Dude, did you
he answers it from there.
Well, it's official.
Yeah.
It's an official response.
I waited in line for 3 this morning. Awesome, give me mine. Well, you guys are going to see Terrence.
But
love,
KJP.
Right? Yep,
KJP,
night.
Though.
She
comes
as you know,
up. She comes up there.
Is Earth Day.
And the
and
media
to that the National
actually
Earth Day
did their fucking jobs for a change.
Yeah. Its
this
for the
is
Earth
what,
Day Brainwashing Festival.
This is
the heads of the Earth Day Brainwashing Organization are here to tell
you
all
about it. Yeah,
but
it's worth it.
But it's worth it. Listen to it.
Hello, children. I know you're all very excited about having
the
Earth Day Brainwashing Festival put on in your town.
I'm wondering if you could take us into the thinking
you,
and
decision making
why
and lots
just not
of people
get into
to come and make it look great.
Personal family
the festival is on Friday, so we'll
it's
start
state
to get ready
I'm
tomorrow night.
Public event.
If Hunter Biden wasn't the president's son, would he have invited someone who had just reached a plea agreement with federal prosecutors
well,
2 days
a couple of things.
Well, we
again,
got tickets
that's his son. It's a, he's a family member. It is not uncommon for family members to attend events at the White House.
You don't care about
Terrence and
Philip.
I'm sure you have. So that is not uncommon.
Nothing matters
as it
more than saving the planet from Republicans.
Related
you don't need to see
Terrence
and Philip.
I'm just not going to respond to it.
No, dude, we really, really do.
Can I follow up on that?
Girl, I just called and somebody.
Boys, I'm sorry, but nothing's more important than Earth.
Clearly wouldn't answer Jamie's question, though. Are you going to answer the question? It's not a reasonable question to ask when the President of the United States is involved, as this message seems to suggest, in some sort of coercive conversation for business dealing by a Sunday. Is that something you, if you want, then maybe you should tell us?
So here's the thing, and I appreciate the question. I believe my colleague at the White House Counsel has answered this question already, has dealt with this. Earth Day people made it very clear. I just don't have anything to share outside of what my colleagues have shared.
No
and
problem.
So I would refer you to no him and the DOJ. I'm just not going to comment from here. What I can tell you is I know that my colleague has dealt with this.
But,
he addressed this.
They go keep
the
going.
Council.
The whole show is like,
I just answered the question. I just answered the question.
Yes or no, was the president involved?
I just answered. Steven, I just answered the question. I just said,
the oceans are
going to
rise.
This is, it's not up to you how I answer the question. I just answer the question by telling you my
ice melts. It doesn't rise.
It doesn't rise. Because of displacement.
I asked that to somebody, and they were like, the iceberg under the water may be bigger than the ice. It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
The water's already displaced.
Yes, by the weight of the iceberg.
Right.
So as it melts, it's not going to go anywhere. You guys are fucking both full of shit.
So then I asked this. I said, all these politicians and rich people who keep talking about the oceans rising, why do they all keep buying beach houses?
And I will leave it there.
If they're worried about...
I will refer you to the White House.
If the ocean rises, where's the extra water coming from if we're in drought?
Does my statement change? I just told you nothing has changed. That's answering the question.
It's just, it's like, your argument, okay, so since we're here.
I'm calling on you.
Greta, how dare you? Thunberg,
to follow up on my colleague, is there anything you can
did you see some deleted tweet the other day?
Oh, yeah, about the one. The
5-year tweet that we're all going to be dead.
If we didn't stop using fossil fuels.
Yeah. Yeah, she deleted it. She was getting roasted on the internet.
I refer you to my colleague.
It's like,
way to go, card. Card girl.
Good.
Have you spoken to the president about this? Have you asked him?
You stole my childhood.
This is a conversation I've had with the president.
Get up in the rafters. We're all going to die.
No.
Did the president speak to the attorney general at all?
Man-child over there, right?
I cannot say if the president had a conversation with the
what else was funny as shit.
What I can refer you to is the White House Counsel's office as it relates to the allegations.
There's so much on the Hunter Biden story. I want to talk about that later. Dive! What else
do you have? You want to talk about Kamala's back?
What?
So she went to North Carolina to talk about Roe versus Wade.
I can't speak to that. I cannot speak to the president's mindset. Mm-hmm. Again,
so this is before she took off, right? So there's 4 minutes worth of fucking questions.
She didn't answer
this
one.
This is
right.
This is.
I'll just refer you here.
I'm gonna refer you to White House Counsel who said I'm not gonna answer that from here.
Well, he wasn't the White House Counsel.
Okay,
but. But what did the White House counsel say? What statement have they put out? I haven't seen it. I haven't heard it.
I don't know.
So,
and my first thoughts really were about our daughter.
Dude, she is not used to getting hammered by it. Well, I'm going to follow up on my colleague's question. What about
that? Dude, that was great. It was such a fucking tag team. Okay, I'm going to follow up on his question then.
And KJP, the historic figure she is.
Yeah.
Didn't know how to handle it.
Oh, she was getting mad. You can see the looks in her face.
They need to do that every fucking day.
Yes.
That
until she quits.
That is a press corps.
I want to see her cry. I really want to see her cry. I can't handle this anymore.
You're supposed to ask me about ice cream flavors.
Yes. Yeah, I said I didn't sign on for this. You know, when I was told that the press was on our side.
Yeah. Exactly. Sure what do you think? Right. What's going to happen next week?
God, who knows? Impeachment. Well, speaking of impeachment,
that was before
you
she
McCarthy
left.
That was
she released that video, right?
Yes. Now,
Trump's
impeachment.
He's doing that to cover his ass because he's not fucking doing the impeachment in Biden.
Yeah.
He's trying. That's a distraction tool for all the fucking MAGA Republicans.
Got to quit scrolling through and seeing that fucking lesbo's titties.
Right. Who? Oh, that one on the...
Yeah. We're queer, we're here.
So
we need a beer.
But here's the thing.
It's all she
knows how to do is laugh.
Lauren Boebert did her little fucking trick.
What happened with
trick.
The border?
Yeah,
you know, right? Fucking
and he
referred
to
the
committees, and he's like, "We're not going to stew to their level for impeachment."
No,
she,
I mean,
she's
to.
Been
yes.
disappeared
we want
for
to.
Like months.
We
want impeachment hearings.
Yeah, we want impeachment on a lot
and
of people.
I guess
right?
this is a good transition to why
the
Garvey Haber, Granholm, because
yeah,
Joe,
Christopher Ray,
all of them.
Yeah.
The truth is coming out this week. You know what?
Yeah.
That's what we want. That's what truth is also coming out about how
you
the promised not to hire the 87,000 IRS, but you funded them and their fucking deal with the White House. You've broken promises already.
Yeah.
And expunging
Trump's
record.
But let's always take a moment to also
that's a
see
fucking little
what
shiny
we have achieved thus far.
Tool
while we clearly
to
see the moment that we are presently
not
in.
Not fucking following through with your promises to
so
be
So we have achieved
a House
lot.
Of Representative member. To have some fucking balls and bring up a motion to remove him.
For that fucking word
right? Right now. Because, you know, the first thing that he needs to realize, you fucking follow through with your promises, which you've already broken
in
Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
Be
excellent
to
each other. But nobody has balls. That's why it's all fear. That's why I'm losing faith. Chip Roy shows up to a DeSantis fucking fundraiser.
They really need to stop her from talking.
No, he can choose whoever Republican he wants
disaster.
To. But he seems like a super hardcore MAGA.
Man, we know that guy. Oh, yeah, we met him. Okay. It was under Socrates. Lieutenant Governor Mark Robinson is.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
He endorsed Trump the other day.
Yeah, here, listen. They need to stop her from talking. And
today, America needs a fighter indeed. This nation needs
here,
a
here's
fighter.
The problem, okay?
Someone who is willing
to
go
in the back
on to
of
the
your
world
mind
state,
because this whole scenario is going to
unwind. Strongly,
okay,
waving
so
the American
Hunter Biden
saying,
was charged with two misdemeanor
and we're
tax
in charge again, and we're going to lead this
and then was allowed
into
to
the
plead
future
or get a
freedom.
Deferment on his gun charge.
That's
right.
What America needs,
which
and
has never been done
mine.
Before.
Right. On this stage,
right.
Today, I'm endorsing Donald J. Trump as the President of the United States of
for
America
the same
in 2024.
Tax evasion or the tax charges, Wesley Snipes, Kodak Black
because
for weapons
now,
charges.
Congressman
Biggs is tweeting all these ATF advisory like
no
public releases of all these people who are going
no
to prison for the
speak.
Same offenses that Hunter did.
No
why
more.
Were none of them offered a deferment?
It's time to
like
put
him?
Away the
right.
cigars.
None
and
of
the,
them.
And
then,
the
of course, he's at the White House
the
state dinner with
and the conversation.
Yeah, the other night.
This
yeah.
nation
so,
is at war.
But,
and we
so,
need
in order, because of that, the House
Judicial
Oversight Committee released a bunch of transcripts from the whistleblower.
Been out there.
About
you know how we got to start,
the,
right?
IRS investigation.
He was
did
at a
me?
Like
city council meeting about
I
the Second Amendment.
Him? Oh, really?
And he fucking went off as a citizen about his
there's
Second
been snippets
coming
out.
Did you see the WhatsApp?
He decided
to fucking
yeah, I saw the WhatsApp.
And he won.
Okay.
He won.
And then I saw what happened.
Now he's a lieutenant governor of South Carolina.
So maybe then this guy should run for White House National Security Council coordinator. About it.
He shut him down and walked off the stage.
Yeah.
So.
And then they asked Jean-Pierre, and they fucking hammered
dude, her. All the reporters. And it's like the first time she's actually felt a press corps.
She's going to quit.
She's going to have to. Yeah.
Yeah. But she's going to have to. Because she can't answer.
Okay, so here's the thing, though.
She was starting to get mad, too.
CNN, ABC, NBC all started reporting on this. Right? These transcripts, a WhatsApp message.
Coding people called it.
Well, they've been given their marching orders. They're starting
the
to turn on.
That Christians have
he's not going. He's going to have to drop out of the next election. He may not resign, but he's going
to
have to drop out of the election. He's done. He will not be the nominee for the Democrat Party next time.
No.
And his congregation.
Yeah, they've
solving
the
homelessness crisis.
They started the slow roll to get him out.
But here's
the trickle's coming because now once he lost his Praetorian Guard, the media, he's done.
You
right?
want
but who
these
get,
folks
they
out
can't
on
the
streets and in the woods.
That's
you
the
want
one.
Doing
that's what I'm
they
thinking.
To get by, and you want the public to become angry and fearful. And
they can't go with Kamala.
So
she's too fucking idiotic.
Well, yeah, we just played
and
that.
And
yeah.
instead,
they, she's not electable. You run Kamala against Trump or DeSantis. See, he thinks he
is.
Right? Because he survived that recall.
Their lives, their livelihoods,
their well-being,
their safety.
That was the rig. The fix was in on that.
You know that. I know that, dude. Come on.
They are an opportunity for you to grandstand on your suffering.
They think he's electable, even though the homeless problem 10 years ago, he had the plan to deal with homelessness in California,
and
it has
exploded
since
then.
You have a mask.
He told him. He said, send
this to your homeless,
remember?
Get out of the way, or two,
he's had a mass exodus out of California. More people are leaving than are going in for the first time ever.
Yeah, oh, yeah, by the way, people that come in the Arizona from California.
Change your fucking place.
Your choice. Amen.
God damn it.
I think we've said that once or twice. But politicians need the suffering. They need the fear. So, they need the... But Newsom, it's not going to be common. Right. It can't be common.
It can't be common.
So, right? So and we'll, it won't we'll, be Joe. Joe...
We'll call it a week this time.
He's got to be feeling the pressure. There's so much more you want to talk about, but we're running out of time. You know,
and, of course, next week
will
be a
new
week.
There'll be
new drama.
New drama.
What else? There's so much here. There's just so much.
I doubt it, man.
They're a bunch of pussies, dude.
Well, they need there's Dan Bongino released audio tape of KJP. Joe.
Yeah, well, talk
to the hammer, Joe. Yeah. Joe.
Dude, seriously. But, you know, they're not going to do any pressure
thing,
with him because
like,
he fucking goes off script. He's fucking all over the place.
Well,
God save the queen.
Like I said, he can't he fucking Hunter remember Biden. What they told him
I'm
to
do.
If they can't walk him out with the thing in his ear because people are going to pick up on
it. Just like that clip you played last week. Hey, you put a pistol brace, change calipers, make some gun, skip. God save the queen. Right?
Yeah.
And... To start to,
well,
he starts with the
his own
general.
Worst enemy.
The guy from like, Delaware. So, but when they
US
hide him,
it's
like, why are you
investigating?
But when they put him out there, he fucking press charges
does that shit.
For, and then now with the fucking the revelations
California
coming out about
the
corruption
Columbia,
how much money he's made.
And was told no.
Of course, Holy's
Farland
yeah.
told
it
the
oversight.
Okay, but here,
this guy
forget about this. He ran for office
shut
for president
down
in 88.
Why was he
did not get the nomination in
the
80s?
Because he lies.
Plagiarized. They called him on a plagiarism. He's a liar.
But two, IRS employees are blowing the whistle with evidence that the federal government is not treating taxpayers equally when enforcing tax laws.
Because he's not
the whistleblowers were working on an investigation into Hunter Biden that opened in November of 2018 as an offshoot of a separate corporate investigation by the IRS. Let me emphasize, this was an investigation in the ordinary course of work at the IRS. It was not ordered by any individual, any chairman, or any political entity.
Right.
The testimony we released today shows the IRS recommended charges against Hunter Biden that included attempt
to
evade or defeat tax,
just like I'm
a felony,
probably right now.
Fraud or false statements,
Trump is a nominee,
a felony,
right?
And willful failure to file returns, supply information, or pay tax.
And it'll be
these
tax
crimes
weird
cover an estimated
$2.2
million in unreported tax on global income streams to Mr. Biden and his associates from Ukraine,
pandemic.
Romania, and China.
If you're a
totaling
Republican,
$17.3
million
from 2014 to 2019.
Trying to wait till the day of,
Mr. Biden personally received
$8.3
million.
And I may do the mail-in ballot, and I may take a picture of my ballot. Then I'm like, where's my fucking ballot?
Dude,
if
I've done
if I don't report 30,000, I'm going to jail.
Yeah, I always take pictures of my ballot.
Right.
And then I say, I proved to me that my ballot counted.
We can't.
It's a thing.
Secret ballot.
No, I'm not asking to see anybody else's ballot.
So, but here's the thing. They put barcodes was also put a barcode
on these
ballot.
Taxes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Deducting
prostitutes.
Pull up my ballot. We'll find my ballot.
Listen to them as
you're going
to
scan the images.
Put a QR code. I don't care what you're saying. It's a stress relief.
Yeah.
I'll put a QR code.
We have technology now that can do that.
Yeah.
So why not? Show me that my ballot counted the way I
personal assistant.
Yeah. Or get the fuck out of the way.
But he once sent a text message demanding payment from his Chinese business associate.
Hey guys, thanks for listening.
I'm sitting here waiting for the call with my father.
Did we offend you?
Yeah,
my father's in the room.
Yeah. And everyone's like, well, you can't prove that. Well, there's a picture on his laptop of him sitting in his dad's Corvette that has the exact same timestamp,
the
date that he sent that WhatsApp message.
Why did you say he was sitting in
listen
and subscribe?
Well, it means he was at his father's house.
Okay.
Because the picture put him in his dad's Corvette.
Uh-huh.
At his house in Delaware, so he was there that weekend at his father's house. So it's you can deduce that Joe was probably in the room, but all the, during the campaign and since then, you know, Joe's like, I never talked about my son's business with him at all. But I never talked just bullshit because now your son's saying he's in the room with you and you're waiting for the call, mm-hmm. and if you don't make these decisions or do this, well, you're going to use your, you know, mm-hmm. your father. Mm-hmm. So even though his father wasn't in office at the time, he still wields influence as a former senator and a former vice president.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just the IRS whistleblower testimony. Also, the DOJ also issued a stand down order to halt the investigations.
Mm-hmm.
There was a one of the assistant U.S. attorneys that tipped off Hunter Biden's lawyers to a search on a storage unit that had documents,
uh-huh.
which gave him time to go empty the storage unit,
right,
and destroy or hide evidence. They turned down and refused to authorize a search warrant at the guest house at the Vice President Joe's home because mm-hmm. of the optics mm-hmm. that it would send. But yet they have no problem doing a raid on a former president mm-hmm. of the Republican Party.
Who was working with him.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So.
But Mike, look. Merrick Garland. he said this yesterday.
Mr. Attorney General, Republicans in Congress have flirted with the idea of holding the FBI director in contempt. It's become a talking point on the campaign trail, the alleged corruption in the FBI and other federal law enforcement agencies. Do the American people have cause to be concerned about the integrity of the components of this Justice
Yes.
Department? And what do you have to say about how they're acting?
Certainly understand that some have chosen to attack the integrity of the Justice Department and its components and its employees by claiming that we do not treat like cases alike. This constitutes an attack on an institution that is essential to American democracy and essential to the safety of the American people. Nothing could be further from the truth. You've all heard me say many times that we make our cases based on the facts and the law. These are not just words. These are what we live by. They are the foundation of the way we make these decisions. The agents of the FBI, as well as the DEA, the ATF, our deputy U.S. Marshals, every day, often at great personal risk, protect the American people and secure its safety. Our cases are based on their work. I could not be more proud to work.
Okay. First of all, his voice sounds really shaky.
Right. Yeah. Well, that's what happens when you lie in public.
Number two, an attack or questioning the integrity is an attack on democracy. Where have I heard that before?
That's their key fucking talking point.
Okay. How about a two-tier justice system is an attack on democracy? Mm-hmm. How about having rules for the politically connected and politically elite
mm-hmm.
versus what you and I would face?
Mm-hmm.
You know, they did it to themselves, and it's painfully obvious for anybody who can see. You could try to fucking gaslight us all you want,
mm-hmm.
but it's done. I don't trust the DOJ anymore, and if you're from the FBI, the ATF, I'm sorry, and all these agencies,
yeah,
I'm at the point where I no longer recognize you as a law enforcement agency because you're not.
You're not. No, I mean
you're the fucking brown shirts, man.
Mm-hmm.
You are the political Gestapo, the political fucking enforcement wing
right.
for the Democrat Party. You're no
right.
longer law enforcement.
Right.
Uh-oh. Chuck's typing.
Yeah. I'm on the... Okay.
So
here it is. They keep saying it's an attack on our democracy, right?
Okay.
It's an attack on our democracy. The definition of democracy is... It is a form of government in which the people have the authority to deliberate and decide legislation or to choose governing officials to do so. What is considered part of the people and how authority is shared among or delegated by the people has changed over time and at different rates. And no, that has never changed.
Okay, but once again, we're not a true democracy.
No, we're a republic. So
we're a constitutional republic.
So here... What is a constitution?
Constipational. That's what I feel. I feel constipated with all this bullshit that's going on. They shove so much shit up our asses. It's bullshit.
Okay.
Constitutional Republic. A constitutional republic is a form of government in which a representative is elected by the people to govern over them. No, no, not over them. According to the rules established in the law and land. An example of a constitutional republic is the United States form of government. U.S. citizens elect a president and other representatives who then govern them as the Constitution directs them to.
As the Constitution directs them to.
Yes, but we don't elect them to
be over us. Yeah. Or to be,
yeah.
We elect them to represent us. So we have representatives, hence the House of Representatives. We have senators.
Okay. So a more basic, a better definition is a form of government in which officials are elected by citizens to lead them as directed by the country's constitution.
Right.
Yes.
And then each state has a constitution, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So as states, the states have the power. That's why we have states' rights. You have, now the federal government oversees the common collective of all the states.
Right.
But the states hold the power. They should. And that's where most of the governors have forgotten because they've let the federal government get too big and too powerful.
Right.
The House of Representatives, the Senate, the President, they think they control everything. Uh-huh. No. I really think we need a constitution of states. We need some amendments. We need to change some amendments. We need to delete some, add some new ones.
Yeah.
Term limits for president, term limits, well, it's already there, term limits for Congress, senators. We need to fucking rein them in.
But before we do any of that, we need to get this election shit under control.
Under control to where we know it's fair.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, you heard about Georgia. They found that one machine can change, if you hack into one machine, you can change the results of all of them.
Uh-huh.
Oh yeah, we found this, but we're not going to change it. We don't have enough time. 15 months is not enough time to change the software?
Yeah.
Okay, now I question, now I'm really questioning the Republican Raffensperger there. You know, it's, we need fair elections. They're pissing people off.
Yeah. Well, and then you got here in Arizona, you got Ricker.
Who's suing Lake.
Yeah. But he's not paying for the lawyers.
So a Democrat PAC is.
Yeah. So, and this dude, for a county employee, I don't care if you're elected official or not, you don't talk to people the way he's been fucking talking to people.
Really?
On Twitter. Yeah. He's a little bitch. And he's going to get his fucking
bell rung.
He needs to shut the fuck up. Seriously. There are times I
pray I run into some of these people out in public because, you know what? Mm-hmm. A simple assault charge won't be that bad.
Maybe.
I don't need my job.
Maybe. Okay, so anyways.
I can live with an assault charge.
Let's get back to Joe. So anyways. Joe Hunter pled guilty to two misdemeanors.
Has he actually pled, or they just charged him?
No, I think he actually pled, or he is to plead, or something.
So the federal judge, of course, they say, well, judges normally
don't, in Delaware.
They say federal judges don't normally contradict or override plea agreements. But this one has garnered so much attention, right? You're telling me there are hundreds of cases, and there are guys who actually, like, tax lawyers. Like, I have never seen this sweetheart deal. There are these whistleblowers that say that the DOJ, the IRS, were actually impeded to the point to let statutes of limitations expire on other charges that would have been more damning. And then to get a deferment for the gun charge. They're going to set precedent. So anybody now who gets like the same gun charge as Hunter will go into court and request that same deferment. I want the Hunter Biden deferment deal.
Okay, yeah. So now
precedent has been set.
It has been set, and the same thing with taxes. I want a misdemeanor.
Yeah, I want probation. That's it.
Yeah. Because
he didn't get a fine. I just want probation.
Yeah, I just want probation. I'll go see my probation officer. Are you paying your taxes? Yes, sir. Okay.
You got a gun? Well, no new ones.
Yeah. That's none of your business. Hey, but
why do you think they did this?
So, with all the Trump bullshit, we charged him.
We charged him. We charged him with what?
Yeah, it's bullshit, dude.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah. That's why old Cracky there was like...
And then attack on our democracy. No, yeah. You know...
Yeah.
You want to prove to me that there's no double system?
Mm-hmm.
That motherfucker should be facing Wesley Snipes. Were his misdemeanors for taxes, but he still did like 2.5 years?
He did like 3 years. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Those are misdemeanors.
Yeah.
So Hunter Biden should be facing jail time
but
for
Hunter
the taxes.
Hunter Biden's not black either.
That's right.
Because remember, his dad was all about putting black people behind bars.
Yeah. And then... racial jungle, he said, he called it. The gun charge, right? I mean, that right there is a felony right off the bat, right? And like I said, Andy Biggs has been tweeting multiple cases out of other people with the same thing, lying on the form for drugs or Kodak Black put the wrong social security number. You know, lying on the form, the 4473.
Yep.
I've learned that form because I just got some new guns this week.
Mm-hmm.
They went to prison for it.
Yeah.
What's the difference? Other than being white privilege, Democrat privilege.
Yeah, your dad's in charge of the DOJ.
Right. Well, his dad's, yeah, exactly.
Basically, yeah.
So,
yeah, I mean,
but there's no two-tier justice system.
They talk about it on Fox News the other day. What's happening? If I can find it. Here's Ted. Here's Ted Cruz.
Talking about it.
You know, does a 20-year-old in Chicago, does he get the deal that Hunter Biden got?
Of course not. Look, today is a really sad day for the rule of law, and every American who cares about justice ought to be outraged. What happened today is three things at once. Number one, it is cronyism. Number two, it is camouflage. And number three, it's corruption. Let's start with cronyism. This does not happen if Hunter's last name is anything other than Biden. If he's Hunter Smith, he's doing hard time. It is only because daddy is president that he gets this sweetheart deal with no jail time whatsoever. But number two, it's camouflage. Listen, I predicted months ago that what happened today is exactly what would happen. I do every week a podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz, 3 days a week. And what I said on Verdict is I said, Merrick Garland is going to indict Hunter Biden because he wants to be able to say, look how even-handed I am. I indicted a Biden, I indicted a Trump. And I said, there's going to be a tell for whether they actually care about enforcing the law. If they go after some ticky-tack tax offense or gun crime and they make it all personal and they isolate it just to Hunter Biden, then you know this is just about the Biden Department of Justice pretending to be even-handed. But the third thing it is, and the most troubling thing it is corruption. Because the purpose of this indictment is what you just played a minute ago. It's for the media to say, it's all over, don't look into the big guy. And the reason this is on the news right now, the reason we're talking about this, it is not that Hunter Biden is some troubled soul with substance abuse issues. It is that he sold access to his father, who was vice president of the United States, who is president of the United States, and the evidence of corruption of Joe Biden personally making millions of dollars is growing and growing and growing, and the Biden Justice Department is doing everything they can to cover up and stonewall and hide.
You know, does it...
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's why he won't run again. Even though he says he is, he won't. He can't.
He can't. Exactly.
He can't.
Yeah. So anyways, so.
But regardless, now that the fact is federal politics has now been weaponized.
Mm-hmm.
So Trump has even said if he gets in, he's going to use it. He's going after all these motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So he's already said he's going to weaponize it.
Mm-hmm.
Where does it stop?
Well, yeah.
But. Does it need to be weaponized now that
well,
now that he the one party started it?
Yeah, they started, but
The Republicans are spineless because McCarthy won't do impeachment right now.
This is the uniparty stuff.
Exactly. So we need to get rid of McCarthy as Speaker. The single person who can remove him.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody needs to remove him because he's already broken promises.
Right.
Right?
Right. Well, and then who do you put in? Do you put Donalds in there? Or do you put Lauren Boebert in there?
Biggs applied. He wanted it.
Right.
Put Biggs in there. Put Donalds in there. Either of those two.
Yeah.
Boebert, no. Biggs is at least a fucking lawyer.
Right.
Right? Mm-hmm. And knows. And he's the Freedom Caucus head right now.
Mm-hmm.
Put him in there. I'd support Andy Biggs in a heartbeat. But put someone there who's going to follow through, who can play tough. Right? The Democrats started this bullshit. Just like with the censure of Adam Schiff the other day. And they're all on the House floor. Shame.
Oh, yeah.
Shame.
It was like, what are you guys, like, watching fucking...
Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones? Yeah, like, I'm waiting for the naked woman to start walking through the fucking room.
But here's the deal. You know, it's all theatrics. It's mm-hmm. all it is. No. Quit playing fucking... They call it political theater for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not here to fucking watch a fucking show. Mm-hmm. I want you to create laws that benefit the American people, protect the American people.
Mm-hmm.
Not up there fucking acting a fool, right?
Yeah.
Bullshit. I'm tired of the political theater.
Well, here. This is a... Chipper. This has nothing to do with Joe Biden. Well, it does have to do with Joe Biden because he doesn't secure the border. But this is him talking about the border stuff and then listen to what he says to his colleagues in Congress, okay?
I mean, at some point, Texas is going to say, screw it, enough. We're going to do whatever the hell we want to do. And I'll be an advocate for that. Because the people in this Congress are ignoring the people of Texas. And by the way, the migrants getting abused. That's the truth. I'm talking about people who are admitted into this country. We're talking about the legal definition of admission. Not the one app where you're processing people through a port of entry and just dumping them into the United States without having any idea when they return for a hearing on whether their asylum claim was legitimate in the first place, which it usually is not. That's the truth. Now you can shake your head all you want. We're the ones holding the goddamn bag in Texas. It's true. Talk to the dead people in Texas. Yeah, good, walk out. You don't like the rants? We don't like what's happening to Texas. Because of you and the president down the other end of Pennsylvania Avenue. I mean, it's some...
They'll walk out.
Yeah, that's what they do. They can't handle their fucking job.
Mm-mm.
They don't... They can't get... If you call them out on their job... like, my representative is Greg Stan, right? This fucker has not responded to one of my emails. Not even with a form letter. Not one. Because... If you read his policies, if you go on his website and read his fucking policies,
mm-hmm.
it's all Democrat talking points. He's elected to represent all the people in his district. Not just the ones that think his fucking way.
Mm-hmm.
So he needs to get his shit in line, because I'm never going to stop hounding this fucker. Ever.
Mm.
Ever. So, anyways. So, that, you know, this is what they do. They fucking whine, they bitch, they fucking... stack shit their own fucking way. Mike talked about a WhatsApp text
mm-hmm.
the other day. It came up in the White House briefing.
Oh, yeah. You gonna play both these?
Yeah.
Well, Kirby?
I'm playing Kirby first.
Okay.
This is Kirby. This is not Kirby first, but this is Kirby.
The House Ways and Means Committee yesterday released documents. Their authenticity nowhere challenged. That included a July 2017 WhatsApp message sent by Hunter Biden to Henry Zhao, a Chinese Communist Party official, which stated in its entirety, and I quote, "I am sitting here with my father, and we would like to understand why the commitment made has not been fulfilled. Tell the director that I would like to resolve this now before it gets out of hand, and now means tonight. And Z, if I get a call or text from anyone involved in this other than you, Zhang, or the chairman, I will make certain that between the man sitting next to me and every person he knows, and my ability to forever hold a grudge, that you will regret not following my direction. I am sitting here waiting for the call with my father," unquote. So just a couple of questions about this. First, does this not undermine the president's claim during the 2020 campaign, and the reaffirmations of that claim by his two press secretaries since then, that he never once discussed his son's overseas business dealings with him?
No, and I'm not going to comment further on this.
James, let me save you some breath.
If you're going to ask about this, I am not addressing. I know you do more than I'd like you to have. I am not going to address this issue from this podium. I'm just not going to do it.
I'm
not
going to
do it.
Where was the president?
Thanks, guys. Have a great weekend.
Kirby's a spineless POS.
So once again, he walks off.
Yeah, he walks.
This is like the second time in like 3 weeks he's done this, right?
Yeah, because he knows he can't answer it.
Right. He says he's not going to answer it from this
podium.
Yeah, because that's public. I mean, he answers it from there.
Well, it's official.
Yeah,
it's an official response.
Right.
But KJP.
Yeah, KJP though.
She comes
up there,
and the media that actually did their fucking jobs for a change.
Yeah, this is what this is quite a long clip, but
okay, yeah, but it's worth it.
But it's worth it. Listen to her.
And secondly, the president invited his son Hunter to the state dinner last night. I'm wondering if you could take us into the thinking and decision making of why the president decided to invite.
I'm just not going to get into family discussion, personal family discussion.
It's not a family.
As you know,
it's a state dinner.
I'm just not going to get
into it. It's a public event.
If Hunter Biden wasn't the president's son, would he have invited someone who had just reached a plea agreement with federal prosecutors?
Well, a couple of things. Again, that's his son. He's a family member. It is not uncommon for family members to attend events at the White House. You could look at past presidents. I'm sure you have. So that is not uncommon. As it relates to anything related to Hunter, I'm just not going to respond to it from here.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Can I follow up on that?
Okay. No, I just called in somebody. Go ahead.
Yeah. So Kirby wouldn't answer James's question, though. Are you going to answer the question? Not a reasonable question to ask, but the President of the United States was involved, as this message seems to suggest, in some sort of a coercive conversation for business dealing by his son. Is that something, if he wasn't, then maybe you should tell us.
So here's the thing, I appreciate the question. I believe my colleague at the White House Counsel has answered this question already, has dealt with this, has made it very clear. I just don't have anything to share outside of what my colleagues have shared. And so I would refer you to him and the DOJ. Just not going to comment from here. What I can tell you is I know that my colleague has dealt with this. He addressed this at the White House Counsel. I just don't have anything else to share. I just answered the question.
Yes or no, was the president involved in the shakedown attempt?
Stephen, I just answered the question. It's not up to you how I answer the question. I just answered the question by telling you my colleagues at the White House Counsel has dealt with this, and I would refer you to them. Go ahead.
Can you just remind us what your colleague said from the White House Counsel so we have it?
I would refer you to them, and they will share their statement with all of you.
My question is about your statements from that podium. You've stated that the president stands by his comment from the 2020 campaign that he never once discussed his son's overseas business dealings with his son. And you stood at that podium and you reaffirmed that. Do you stand by your reaffirmation?
I will say is nothing has changed. Nothing has changed. And I will leave it there. Anything else, I will refer you to the White House Counsel.
This is not a change?
I just answered the question. You just asked me, does my statement change? I just told you nothing has changed. That's answering the question. Go ahead.
Prior.
Go ahead, Stephen. I'm calling on your colleague right now. Go ahead.
Thank you. To follow up on my colleague, is there anything that you can say with regard to this text message and what the president's son was alleging? Was the president there or not?
I would refer you to my colleagues at the White House Counsel. They have addressed this, and I refer you to them. Go ahead.
Have you spoken to the president about this? Have you asked him whether he was there with his son on July 30th?
This is not a conversation that I've had with the president. Again, I would.
You would think that's an important one to have.
Have that conversation with the president?
No.
Did the president speak with the attorney general at all?
I can't.
Night?
I I cannot say if the president had a conversation with the attorney general last night. What I can refer you to is the White House counsel's office as it relates to the allegations.
Man, it's like a sub
they've
going
already
down.
Addressed this. This is something for them
it's
to deal
collapsing.
With. I refer to the Department of Justice on
dive,
anything else
dive.
If you want to speak to the White House counsel's
it's
office.
Like a cheap
and
sub.
Reporting earlier in the week that after the plea agreement was hey, reached by
subway.
Hunter Biden, that the president felt relieved that that part of it was behind him. Is that true? Can you speak
I can't
to
speak
his
to that. I cannot speak to the president's mindset. Again, I would refer you to the White House counsel's office.
Okay, so there's 4 minutes worth of fucking questions
that
they
she didn't
answer one.
Right. I'll just refer you here. I'll refer you. I'll refer
then,
you.
I'm going to refer you to White House counsel
who
said, I'm not going to answer that from here.
Well, he wasn't the White House counsel.
Okay.
But he... But what did the White House counsel say? What statement have they put out? I haven't seen it. I haven't heard it.
No, I don't know.
So, she is not used to getting hammered by it. Well, I'm going to follow up on my colleague's question. What about this?
Dude, that was great. It was such a fucking tag team. Tag
yeah.
you're in. Okay,
yeah.
I'm going to follow up on his question then.
Yeah, and KJP, the historic figure she is.
Yeah.
Didn't know how to handle it.
Oh, she was getting mad. You can see the looks on her face.
They need to do that every fucking day.
Yes.
That
until she quits.
That is a press corps.
I want to see her cry. I really want to see her cry. I can't handle it anymore.
You're supposed to ask me about ice cream flavors.
Yes, yes. Yeah, I said I didn't sign on for this.
Yeah.
You know, when I was told that the press was on our side.
Yeah, exactly. Well, dude, what do you think? What's going to happen next week?
God, who knows? Impeachment or impeachment. Well, speaking of impeachment, did you see what McCarthy was saying that he wants to expunge
Trump's
impeachment?
He's doing that to cover his ass because he's not fucking doing the impeachment in Biden.
Yeah.
He's trying. That's a distraction tool for all the fucking MAGA Republicans.
I gotta quit scrolling through and seeing that fucking lesbo's titties.
Right.
They're just gross.
Who? Oh, that one on the...
Yeah. We're queer, we're here.
Oh, so...
We need a beer.
But here's the thing. Yeah. Lauren Boebert did her little fucking trick.
Yeah.
You know, right? And he referred it to the committees. And he's like, we're not going to stoop to their level for impeachment. No, I want to.
Yes.
We want to. We want impeachment hearings.
Yeah, we want impeachment on a lot of people. Not just fucking Joe Biden.
Merrick Garland, Granholm, fucking...
Christopher Wray.
All of them.
Yeah.
And you know what? That's what we want. That's what.
Yeah.
And you promised not to hire the 87,000 IRS agents, but you funded them and their fucking deal with the White House.
Yeah.
You've broken promises already.
Yeah.
And expunging Trump's record,
mm-hmm.
that's a fucking little shiny fucking dangly tool over here to distract people from you not fucking following through with your promises to be Speaker. I want a House of Representative member to have some fucking balls and bring up a motion to remove him.
Yeah.
Right? Right now. Because he needs to realize, you fucking follow through with your promises, which you've already broken.
I thought you signed an agreement.
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing.
Yeah.
But nobody has balls. That's why it's all fear. That's why I'm losing faith. Chip Roy shows up to a DeSantis fucking fundraiser the other day.
Uh-huh.
He can choose whoever Republican he wants to.
Right.
But, you know, he seems like super hardcore MAGA. I don't know.
Okay. Do you know who Lieutenant Governor Mark Robinson is?
Yeah. He endorsed Trump the other day.
Yeah, here, listen.
Today, America needs a fighter indeed. This nation needs a fighter. Someone who is willing to go onto the world stage, walk in boldly, strongly, waving the American flag, saying the Americans are here and we are in charge again. And we're going to lead this world into the future with freedom. That's what America needs. And that is why on this stage today, I am endorsing Donald J. Trump as the President of the United States of America in 2024. Because now, doggone it, is the time for warriors to stand up and get it done. No more of this soft talk. No more of this easy speak. No more of it. It's time to put away the cigars and the pipes and the cross legs and the calm conversation. This nation is at war. and we need a warrior at the helm.
Amen.
Yeah. Yeah. That guy, ever since he's been out there.
You know how he got his start, right?
No.
He was at a like city council meeting about the Second Amendment.
Oh, really?
And he fucking went off as a citizen about his Second Amendment. That's how he started. Then he decided to fucking run for office, and he won. And he won. And it's like, now he's a lieutenant governor of South Carolina.
So maybe then this guy should run for public office. Let's see, where is that?
So
I have another clip of a guy here at a meeting. Here, this guy.
My name is Spike Cohen, and I don't recall the First Amendment having a two-minute limit.
Yeah.
But anyway, I'm going to cut to the chase. I was at Faith, Hope, and Love on Saturday, and I watched them do what they do every single day, feeding people in need, keeping to, as your coding people called it, keeping the matters of the faith, the main commission that Christians have, which is to feed those in need and to help those in need. And for a moment, I had the same question that a lot of folks here probably have. Why are you punishing a man and his congregation for solving the homelessness crisis and helping those in need? But here's the thing, folks. I figured it out. You need a homelessness crisis. You want a homelessness crisis. You want these folks out on the streets and in the woods. You want them doing whatever they need to get by, and you want the public to become angry and fearful and resentful so you can sell them the solution. And if instead you let this man of God and his congregation fix the problem themselves, they're going to start wondering what they need you for. Now, at the base of what you're doing is a complete lack of respect for them as human beings, their lives, their livelihoods, their well-being, their safety, all of it. You do not respect them as people. You see them as objects. They are an opportunity for you to grandstand on your suffering, and the congregation is an obstacle to that opportunity. They are not things. They are people. You have two choices, and this should not be a difficult choice. One, you can just let this church help those in need and get out of the way. Or two, you can create the suffering you're creating, and I will personally make sure that everyone in this city, this county, this state, and this country knows who you are, what you've done, and the suffering you're causing. Your choice.
Amen. But he's right.
Yeah.
Politicians need the suffering. They need the fear. They need the... So,
yeah.
Anyway. All right.
Yeah. So we'll call it a week this time.
There's so much more we wanted to talk about, but we're running out of time. And of course, next week will be a new week. There'll be new drama.
New drama. Hopefully the press corps keeps up on
it. I doubt it, man. They're a bunch of pussies, dude.
Dude, they need the hammer. They need to hammer KJP. Need to hammer Joe.
Dude, seriously. But, you know, they're not going to do any pressures with him because he fucking goes off script and he's fucking all over the place. Well, God save the queen.
Like I said, he can't fucking remember what they told him to do. They can't walk him out with the thing in his ear because people are going to pick up on it.
Just like the clip you played last week. Hey, you put a pistol brace, changes calibers, makes a gun. God save the queen. Right?
Yeah.
And, dude, he's his own worst enemy. But it's like, but when they hide him, it's like, why are you hiding him?
Yeah.
When they put him out there, he fucking does that shit.
Yeah.
And then now with the revelations coming out about the corruption, how much money he's made, homie's fucked.
It needs...
But here people forget about this. He ran for office for president in 88. Why was he, did not get the nomination in like the 80s?
Because he lied.
And plagiarized. Yeah. They called him out on plagiarism. He's a liar.
Mm-hmm.
Right? They brought up all the videos of him in a crowd. You know, I graduated top of my class, number one, full scholarship. Dude, he's been a liar his entire life. Why did they put him in now? Because he's not running the show. Somebody else is. He's the figurehead. He's the fucking dumbass.
Well, remember when Trump beat Hillary?
Yeah.
He didn't run because Bo died and he couldn't handle him, blah, blah, blah. And then after the fact, after they lost, he goes, I should have won. I was probably the only one that...
No, you couldn't have beat him.
You could have beat Trump. And no, you couldn't have beat him because 2016 is when there was this great awakening.
Right.
To the
people saying, this is bullshit.
Yeah.
And then they started cheating. And now that's why it's going to be from now on. They're going to cheat to win.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, just like I'm going to predict it probably right now. that even if Trump is a nominee, right, they're going to cheat to win.
Oh, yeah.
And it'll be Gavin Newsom or someone. It'll be the Democrat. Mm-hmm. And it'll be these weird fucking middle-of-the-night spikes like before.
Oh, yeah. We'll have water main breaks all over the fucking place. And
right.
Unless you guys stop this bullshit mail-in, and there'll be another fucking plandemic.
So, but here's the thing. If you're a Republican, right, in a state that has mail-in ballots, fine. Mail in your ballot.
Yeah.
Do the early ballots. Trying to wait till the day of, they can manipulate the machines. The day of, it's been proven.
Yeah, that's your thing now,
right?
Yeah,
and I may do the mail-in ballot, and I may take a picture of my ballot. Then I'm like, where's my fucking ballot,
dude? I've done that every fucking year.
Uh-huh.
I always take pictures of my ballot, and then I say, I proved to me that my ballot counted the way I put. Well,
we can't.
It's a thing.
Secret ballot.
No, I'm not asking to see anybody else's ballot,
dude,
but mine.
They put barcodes in everything. Put a barcode on my ballot.
Yeah, exactly.
Let me know my ballot. Pull up my ballot. We'll find my ballot when I want it. You're going to scan the images.
Put a QR code on. I don't care what you fucking do.
Yeah.
I'll put a QR code on.
We have technology now that can do that.
Yeah.
So why not? Show me that my ballot counted the way I fucking voted.
Yep. Right? Or get the fuck out of the way. Because we don't, Mark Ricker, because we don't fucking need
trust you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey guys, thanks for listening. We appreciate you.
Yeah. Reach out to us at didweoffendyou@gmail.com. We're on True Social @didweoffendyou, and we're on
Twitter
@didweoffend_U. Reach out to us, listen, and subscribe. Thank you.
All right, guys, have a good one.